You are now listening to the All Gas and No Brakes radio show on Giant 90.9 from Indianapolis, the city of motorsports, hosted by Landon Nelson, Olin Pulley, and Trey Hanna. Good morning, race fans, and welcome to the All Gas and No Brakes radio show. I am your host, Landon Nelson, also known as Big Nelly, and I am joined by my co-host, the legendary Olin Pulley. Say hi, Olin.
Good morning, everybody.
Last but not least, you guys know him as DJ Trey, the one, the only Trey Hanna. Say hi, Trey.
Morning.
Now let's dive into your NASCAR news. On September 10th, Noah Gregson won his fifth race of the NASCAR Xfinity Series season at Kansas Speedway. The race was cut short due to rain, and Noah Gregson made the pass for the win at the end of Stage 2 on Junior Motorsports teammate Justin Allgaier. NASCAR Xfinity Series racing will return... NASCAR Xfinity Series racing will return on September 16th at 7:30 p.m. to the last great Coliseum, Bristol Motor Speedway. So, folks, tune in for a great weekend of racing.
That'll be a very fun weekend.
Oh, yeah. Bristol Motor Speedway. Mm-hmm. Dale Earnhardt Sr., man, he's had a lot of wins there, a lot of bump and runs. I remember in 1999 where he moved Terry Labonte for the win and... Because in 98, he did it, and it didn't work. And in 99, it finally worked. It was against the same guy, too. Same driver, Terry Labonte. And he moved him for the win and won at Bristol. Dale Earnhardt Sr. was one of the greatest drivers to race at Bristol Motor Speedway, statistically, with how many wins he had. And was just he knew the place super well.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyways, we're moving on to the NASCAR Cup Series on September 11th. 9/11, rest in peace to all of the people that passed away during that tragic event.
Mm-hmm.
Very sad day.
Very sad day. But Bubba Wallace Jr., he raced a throwback paint scheme to all the fallen people of 9/11. Amazing paint scheme. Root Insurance on board with his car.
Mm-hmm.
Won a second career win at Kansas Speedway. His first win coming at Talladega Super Speedway last season, and the first win for 2311 Racing, the race team that is partially owned by six-time NBA champion Michael Jordan. In my opinion, I think he's the greatest basketball player of all time, but that's a debate for another time. And partially owned by 48-time race winner NASCAR Cup Series driver Denny Hamlin. 2311 Racing won the spring race at Kansas Speedway this season with 2004 Cup Series champion Kurt Busch. Since then, things have not gone well for Kurt Busch. He got a concussion at the New Hampshire race on July 17th, and NASCAR Xfinity Series driver Ty Gibbs has been filling in for him in the 45 car. So it's been a rough few months for Kurt Busch. He's one of my favorite drivers. He's been out for a few months, like I said, and he's had a really slow recovery. He's talked about how he's had over 20 concussions. Yeah, he's had over 20 concussions in his life. So it's been a really slow recovery. I hope and wish all the best for Kurt Busch. He was going to have a great year this year. He had already won at Kansas before then in a fantastic paint scheme, the Michael Jordan paint scheme, like the Jordan brand paint scheme. It was amazing.
It was insane.
Red, gray, black, and white. And he passed Kyle Larson for the win at Kansas in the spring.
Gotta get your water. Hydrate, everybody.
it was fantastic. So, anyways, Bubba Wallace Jr. switched to the 45 car on August 31st. So 23
which is another Michael Jordan number.
Michael Jordan 45 number.
45 when he went back to the Bulls after he played in the minor leagues in baseball for the White Sox farm system, the Barons. Mm-hmm. He came back and wore number 45.
So 23-11 Racing could get a higher place in the Owner's Driver's Championship because Kurt Busch had the car with the most points. He had already won. Bubba Wallace, he so far this season before Kansas, it's been an up-and-down year. Pit road penalties, stuff that was not his fault. He could have already had a win this year. In my opinion, I thought he could have won at Kansas earlier in the spring. There were a couple other tracks that he could have won at. I mean, he's always a threat on the super speedway races. Talladega, won at Talladega, Daytona. He finished second last season. He finished second, I think, in 2018 or 2019 for Richard Petty Motorsports. So he's always a threat on these restrictor plates. So I thought he could add a win there. Yeah. Or there's been a couple other tracks. Martinsville, he's always been really good at Martinsville as well. So, you know, he's had a few chances to win. Just, you know, you got to stay patient. He had to stay patient, wait his time before he could win a race this season. I knew it was going to happen. I had a feeling that it was going to happen. So, and also, I believe the reason why Bubba Wallace also won is because they used Kurt Busch's race-winning car at Kansas to he was going to race Kurt Busch's race-winning car at Kansas for last weekend's race at Kansas, if that makes sense to any race fans. Basically, a team, if a team wins a race, they can, you know, they can reuse that car. They can reuse that car to go race at.
So they used the car that had already won a race.
Yeah. Already won a race.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so they could, you know, have a shot at winning another at Kansas again, because they had a fantastic car for that race. So why not just use the same car?
Yeah, since they have it like tuned to that.
Yeah,
like,
tuned the setup.
Yeah, and it's a comfortable setup and if the driver is used to it.
And Bubba Wallace just took full advantage of it and won the race. Yeah. This is what he tweeted out.
I mean, it proved, before you read that tweet, I do, like, it, that's smart by
2311.
By 2311 to use that car again. I mean, it's a smart move. You already got experience with that car in a race win, and you're just going to use it again and get another win out of it. So, smart move.
A lot of teams do that, especially. Let's say you're going to restrictor plate race Daytona Talladega. Let's say you win the Daytona 500. Technically, you have to at the Daytona International Speedway Museum, have to give that car to the museum and put it on display. So they have to rebuild a new car. But your car is in the museum, and it's pretty neat. So,
Go ahead and read that tweet.
What I was going to say, I'm going to keep talking about that. I'll read the tweet in a minute. Just, you know, a lot of teams would use the restrictor plate cars or any car in general, short track, intermediate, half mile, that is really good, reuse it again because it has the potential to go win and have a good result. So why not just use the same car that you already had a good finish with instead of spending all your money and wasting a ton of time building a new car? And you don't know what the potential of that other race-winning car. So Bubba Wallace tweeted out, decided to run it back in Kansas. At Kurt Busch, this one's for you, brother. That's awesome. That's a great tweet. They swept. And if you go on the NASCAR NBC Instagram page, you have a picture of Bubba Wallace. You know, like how Michael Jordan in the NBA would shush the defenders in the crowd and everybody. Yeah, that's what he did. So.
Oh, that's a great picture.
I know. So, great weekend for racing. And Bubba Wallace was also, he was so hyped getting out of his car and cheering. He's like, woo, yeah. He's like, my baby's in victory lane also. Let's go. And he's all like excited and thrilled. It was awesome. He was hyping up the crowd. So now let's check out your NASCAR Cup Series playoff standings after Kansas. Christopher Bell is locked in to the round of 12, 58 points above the cut line. You have William Byron, who's in second. That's plus 48. Third is Denny Hamlin, who's plus 47. Joey Logano, he went from third to fourth.
Joey Logano is kind of struggling right now with the points.
Yeah, yeah. He did really well at Darlington. Kansas car was just not there. He went down to fourth.
And he's one of those guys that I really want to see succeed. I like him a lot.
And then you have Ryan Blaney, who's in fifth. Didn't even have a win this year. But he had, if you want to go back to the old playoff system, he was like top five.
Consistency is key.
Remember that. Alan Kubica did it in 1992. And with the Hooters paint scheme, that with the Underbirds, they're called Ford Thunderbirds, and he put Underbird as his, instead of put Thunderbird for his manufacturer, because they were the underdogs to win that championship. He only won two races, Bristol, and I'm not sure the other one, but he was super consistent and ended up winning the championship. Rest in peace to a legend, Alan Kubica. Sixth, Alex Bowman. He could have won at Kansas. He had a car to win. He's been very inconsistent this season. Only had one win at the beginning of the year at Las Vegas Motor Speedway it's been a rough season for Alex Bowman. He's just inconsistent. So, you know, good for him to, you know, get a good result at Kansas and, you know, use the speed that you were given for that race and take full advantage of it. And then seventh is Chase Elliott, who's plus 28 points above the cut line. And then eighth is Kyle Larson, who is plus 27. He was first in the standings, and now he's eighth. He didn't have the best weekend at Kansas. Ninth is Ross Chastain. Actually, my fault. Kyle Larson was actually seventh. He just went down one. Sorry. Ninth is Ross Chastain. He went down a place in the points. Tenth, Daniel Suarez, who went up two places in the point. No, he gained 2 points. He is plus six above the cut line. Then you have Tyler Reddick, who is only 2 points above the cut line. He crashed out at Kansas. He had a race-winning car at Kansas, could have won. Then you have Austin Cindric, who's 12th in the standings, the final spot in the round of 12 heading into Bristol. Don't count out Kyle Busch. He's 13th in the standings, but he won on the dirt earlier this season. It was kind of like, you know, a luck win with Reddick and Chase Briscoe kind of spinning out towards the end, but don't count out Rowdy. You can never count him out. He has so many wins at Bristol. He has swept so many weekends at Bristol, winning the truck race, the Xfinity race, and the cup race. And then you have Austin Dillon, who's 3 points below the cut line. Then you have Chase Briscoe, who's nine, the Indiana boy from Mitchell, Indiana. I'm hoping he has a great run at Bristol and could advance to the round of 12. I think all the Chase Briscoe and Indiana driver fans are hoping for a good weekend because he's from Indiana. You know, it's like
it's always good to see always, your own guy succeed, yeah. And I'm rooting for him. Not really to win the championship.
But to make it at least far in the playoffs. And, you know, he already won at Phoenix. It's been an inconsistent season for Chase Briscoe. But, I mean, he's good on the short tracks. He almost won on the dirt. I know it's, you know, it's different from asphalt to dirt. But I think he could do it. I think Chase Briscoe could get a good run, top five, to winning at Bristol. Now, someone you should never count out on these elimination races, he is called the closer, folks, for a reason. Kevin Happy Harvick. Kevin Harvick, I don't know what else to say about this guy. This guy is a fantastic driver. I mean, he's 35 points below the cut line. He wrecked at Kansas. It wasn't his fault, I'll be honest. His car kind of like lifted off the ground. His front end came up and he hit the wall. These new cars are just very sensitive. But he's 35 points below the cut line. Owen, do you think he could win at Bristol? He's in a must-race win situation to make it to the round of 12. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that Harvick, he has to win this next race, and I think that he's got it in him. I mean, he's Kevin Happy Harvick,
yeah,
like you said, and you mentioned he's the closer.
I mean, he's clutch. I mean, he clutched up at Michigan, and he's now in the playoffs because of that win. He clutched up at Richmond, and now he's in –
But yeah, 35 points behind, that's a big margin.
Big margin, yeah.
It's a big margin to come back from, but at the same time, too, I think if you get another win, and what is there, one or two races left?
This is the final race of the round of 16.
Final race of the round of 16. I think that you got to win this race. You have to, or else your season is done.
Yeah, for the championship. I think he could. He is fantastic. I think he has like 4 wins at Bristol. He's a really good driver on these short tracks.
Sorry to interrupt you, but speaking of other like Indiana drivers, Connor Daly from Noblesville, racing IndyCar.
Yeah,
and
yeah, we'll get into IndyCar a little bit later, Troy.
Ah, come on,
dude, it's NASCAR. We got to finish our NASCAR. Almost done. So I think he could do it. He's a closer for a reason. He's had success at Bristol. It's short track racing, bumper to bumper, beating and banging the whole.
I love short track racing.
So
that's what I love about sorry to interrupt you, but I like the old super speedway races, but I do like the short track too.
So the NASCAR Cup Series will return to racing at Bristol Motor Speedway September 7th at 7:30 p.m. for the round of 16 elimination race. It's also been a while since I've mentioned the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. They'll be racing this Thursday. Oh, this Thursday. Tomorrow, September 15th, 9 p.m.
Tomorrow.
I know.
Let's get to racing. Oh, boogity, yeah, boogity, to, boogity, boys.
Boogity, boogity, boogity. Let's go racing, Darrell Waltrip.
Legend.
Legend, man. Legend. Yeah, they'll race September 15th at 9 p.m. 9 p.m. Man, I'll already be in bed at Bristol Motor Speedway. So it's been a while since I've mentioned them. But more news. This is going to be for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Jeremy Clement's team wins appeal, putting them back in the Xfinity Series playoffs after Daytona win. The final race. Well, it was the final race in the NASCAR Cup Series regular season, but Jeremy Clements, a small team, is back into the playoffs. Owen, what do you think about that?
You know, these small teams winning these races, I'm glad to see it. Or not winning these races, but getting back in the race in the playoffs. I like to see it. I mean, you got big teams that are doing super well.
Brandon Brown Racing, I mean.
Right.
He won at Talladega last year.
Right. But get these smaller teams that don't have as much funding as take a guy like Richard Childress Racing or
Hendrick Motorsports or
yeah, Petty Motors or what is it?
Joe Gibbs, Petty
yeah.
GMS.
Yeah, Petty GMS. And like Joe Gibbs like have all these like simulators and
Stuart
everything.
Haas, yeah.
But all these guys that have millions and some teams even have like
trillions,
billions, and yeah, I don't know about trillions,
billions,
you know, have a lot of money. But I'm glad to see these teams that only have millions. I mean, I say only, but you know, like have only millions compared to billions of funding and do all that. And I'm just glad to see it.
And they're, you know, struggling to get to the track week in and week out because of funding and sponsorship. But, you know, that's like a good underdog story. You know, I'm happy for Jeremy Clements. He's back into the NASCAR playoffs. His last win came at Road America. That was, I think, 2017. So it's been a few years, 2018, 2017. It's been a few years since Jeremy Clements has won a NASCAR Xfinity Series race. More big news of the NASCAR Cup Series playoff, NASCAR Cup Series. Yesterday, it was announced that Rowdy, 60-time race winner, two-time NASCAR Cup Series champion, 2015 and 2015 and 2019. NASCAR Cup Series champion Kyle Busch will be racing for Richard Childress Racing, folks. Owen, what do you think about that?
I think it'll be huge for everything in the NASCAR world. You know, that's really all I can say about it with Rowdy. I mean, he's one of those guys that whatever he does, he'll do good.
Trey, what do you think about that?
What Owen said.
Yeah, I think wherever Rowdy goes, he'll be good. His car, I mean, it's not... I feel like with Kyle Busch, it's not the car, it's the driver. He's one of those guys that, I mean, obviously, if you give him a Hot Wheels car, he's not going to do well. But, like, if you give him a good car.
He's getting paid. I think it's good for Richard Childress Racing. They have a championship driver in Kyle Busch and 60-time race winner. Tyler Reddick is going to leave after 2024. He will be going to 2311 Racing and racing for Denny Hamlin and Michael Jordan. So they're losing a championship driver soon, about 2 to 3 years. So they're going to be losing a championship driver soon. So, yeah.
That's really...
It's crazy. The NASCAR world, NASCAR silly season has been crazy. This is what Richard Childress had to say on it. I looked at him in the eye, and I had seen that look from Dale Earnhardt Sr.'s eye that he's hungry, we're going to win. Richard Childress on Kyle Busch. So, folks, Dale Earnhardt Sr. signed with Richard Childress in 1984. Technically 1981, but he, you know, was going to race full-time in 1980.
With the Wrangler. With the Wrangler jeans car. That was, right? Was that not the...
Wrangler, yeah. Wrangler jeans car. And he, at first, Dale Earnhardt Sr. was tempted to even go to Richard Childress. He wanted to race for Junior Johnson, the team that Darrell Waltrip was racing for, champion in the past. So he's ready to roll.
Well, he was also, if I'm not mistaken, Earnhardt was the Chevy guy. And what was it was what was
Junior Johnson yes. was also Chevy. They were
I thought
Chevy.
They were Ford team.
Oh well.
Who was the he ran?
No,
a Ford.
they ran Fords. And
he ran a Ford for a while and didn't like it, and then ran a Chevy and started winning a ton.
They ran Fords in like the '90s. I know that. I thought they ran Chevys with Darrell Waltrip. But anyways, so we're gonna start to wrap up the NASCAR news. Kyle Busch also said on running the Indianapolis 500, I can do it. Any Chevrolet, any car teams, call me up. Kyle Busch wants to race in the Indianapolis 500. So he wants.
I want to see. Kyle
I'd love
Busch
to see. I'd love to see Kyle Busch. His brother did. Kurt Busch did. He crashed, but no, he didn't crash. But he didn't run well. But I'd love to see Kyle Busch have a shot at winning the Indianapolis 500. Jimmy Johnson almost won it last year. Another NASCAR guy almost won it. So it's crazy. Also, Kyle Busch's son, Braxton Busch, a 7-year-old, was offered a contract from Richard Childress Racing to race for Richard Childress in the future. 7 years old, ladies and gentlemen. 7 years old. That is insane. Owen.
Yeah, I think that it's crazy that he's getting a contract at 7 years old. When I was seven, I was learning my numbers and my alphabet, probably.
I was learning how to tie my shoes.
Yeah, that too. But I think I learned that a little early. I think I learned letters earlier. But anyway, not signing pro contracts.
This is the last NASCAR news. Tyler Reck to continue driving for RCR next year, but he will not drive the number 8 car. Kyle Busch will be driving the number 8 car. But RCR will add a third charter for 2023. I'm not sure where Richard Childress is going to get that third charter for Tyler Reck to race next year for them, but only time will tell. That's all the NASCAR news we have for you folks. Let's turn it over to DJ Trey with your IndyCar news. Take it away, DJ Trey.
All right, so, excuse me. All right, so, basically, this weekend was a really good weekend at Portland.
Not Portland. Laguna Seca, buddy.
I don't know how to say that one.
Laguna Seca. It's not that hard. Laguna Seca. Let's all say it. One, two, on three. One, two, three. Laguna Seca.
Yes. Laguna Seca. All right.
So, September 4th, Scott McLaughlin won his third season of...
Nope, that's not it, bub. It's not it. It's not it.
September 4th.
That is not September.
That's not
Look
September
at the note.
4th.
No, down.
That's not September 4th,
You got
4th,
plenty
right?
more. It's September. It's September 14th.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go on a little air
break.
Yeah,
we're going to go on air break. Yeah, we'll come back.
With a little bit. We're going to give you a 2-minute break. We're going to go with We Will Rock You, Queen. You're listening to All Gas and No
Breaks.
Indies, Giant 90.9. And welcome back to All Gas and No Breaks. All Gas, No Breaks, not All Gas and No Breaks. That was We Will Rock You by Queen here on Indies Giant 90.9. But we're back, and we have a little bit of a special guest. We have Garrett Burkle.
What's up?
Right here.
Garrett,
can you turn up your mic a little bit?
Is that better?
Yeah, this,
yeah
that's
Garrett.
Much better.
Woo!
Live radio, everybody.
That's right.
Garrett, we're here. You're live in studio. Sir. You're in Studio B. We're here in Studio A. How are you feeling today?
I'm all right. How are you guys?
We're pretty good. Talk about
good.
Landon, I'll give good. It to you. I'll give you the floor.
All right, Garrett. So we're going to talk about some IndyCar news. Garrett, do you have anything of what happened last weekend for IndyCar?
Yeah, a lot happened if you think about it. So obviously Alex Palou, who's had the whole thing, I would say, with Chip Ganassi Racing and McLaren, they're going to court. Well, he ended up winning the race, and Chip Ganassi tweeted out after the race something about how it was great for him to get a win or something like that, and everyone kind of saw that because Chip hasn't really publicly said anything, so they all kind of took that as, okay, you know, he might be back next year. So that's really interesting to look for on the off season how all that plays out. I personally do not think, just myself, I do not think he'll be in an IndyCar next year, but I'm not for sure. But so he ended up winning the race, and then in second place was Joseph Newgarden, who finished second in the Drivers' Championship. And he was up there with Palou all day. He got past Power, but Power needed to finish below the fifth position, which he didn't, for him to be able to win the championship. But and then in third place, winning his second ever IndyCar championship, was Will Power.
Will Power!
Will Power.
Now, personally, Will Power's whole career to me is an odd one because he was in Champ Car originally. Came over. He actually was the fill-in driver for Ilio when he had his trial thing in early 2009. So he actually filled in for Ilio and did really well there. Penske gave him a ride, and then from there started to become the Will Power we know and love today. He's finished second in the championship a lot of times as well, so it was really cool to see him finally win his second championship.
It's been a while.
It has.
And there's big news that he did pass Mario Andretti for most poles time in IndyCar history.
Eight years since he had won his first, 2014. 8 years, man. That's crazy.
Yep, and the thing about this year is he didn't win that much.
No.
I think he only won one race. Detroit. I think Newgarden won, what, five?
But the whole thing with consistency, that's a big thing.
Consistency. He had more podiums than Newgarden, and he had a better average finish than Newgarden, and he was just more consistent than Newgarden that whole season, and Dixon as well.
That's right. And then in the fourth position, you had Felix Rosenqvist, who is another one next year, which, I mean, we don't know what his deal is for next year. He could be at McLaren. He could be in Formula E. McLaren IndyCar. I would say more towards he'll be in an IndyCar next year, but I'm not for sure. And I also saw someone point out on Twitter last night, because you have obviously Rossi, Pato, and then probably Felix in the three main cars. And you can actually add a fourth for another Chevy driver who wants to compete in the 500. Who is
Kyle
that?
Kyle Busch.
That's right.
Kyle Busch, rowdy.
And then in fifth position, rounding out the top five, was Mr. Christian Lundgaard, who won the Rookie of the Year award as well.
Yeah.
He's going to be special.
Right? I agree.
He finished top 15 in his rookie season. That is incredible.
Yeah, I can see great potential.
Well, not to flex, but I actually won the Drivers' Championship in Formula One in my rookie season. That's that's not super hard.
Were you on rookie mode?
That doesn't matter.
Hey, man, it's okay.
That doesn't matter.
I always race on rookie mode.
I actually thought the rookie class this year was really deep.
Oh, yeah, David Malukas for sure.
And then Ilott is another one I looked at, and I was like,
Callum Ilott, that's a big name. Junco Salinger Racing, kind of a big name. Yeah, I think he's got a lot of potential.
I think Lundgaard's a potential and a future champion of IndyCar and a future Indianapolis 500 champion.
Now, do you see him, obviously, like, you're a champion, it doesn't matter, but do you see him as a future, possibly Scott Dixon or Will Power or Frank Keady, like one of those guys?
I personally don't, because I think if he has the opportunity, he will 100%, but I feel like if he has the opportunity in the right car, he'll go over to Formula One.
Oh yeah, he wanted to race Formula One in the beginning, but no one signed him, so he went to IndyCar and he's done fantastic. But I do feel that Lundgaard has potential to win a couple championships. I'm gonna be honest, I think that I see a lot of Will Power in Lundgaard. Consistency. That's what I see a lot in Lundgaard, is his consistency. And what, Garrett? Do you agree with me? What do you think on that?
I've said it all year. I know from I go into work and I'll talk about. I'll just talk about how impressive he's been. Because the thing about you look at David Malukas, you look at Kirkwood, Ilott. I mean, they had mistakes throughout the season. They had gotten in crashes, done damage to their cars. Lundgaard didn't put a wheel wrong the entire year.
I thought he made – I think I only saw one mistake he ever made, and that was at Portland. That was it. But he missed the entry going into a corner, and I think he ran over a sign. So – it slowed him down, but I mean, I think it was the only mistake I really saw him made, and a couple crashes. But other than that, I mean, he did fantastic this year. That's all the IndyCar news. Also, folks, you're listening to WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. So
all gas, no brakes.
As well, this week in IndyCar, you had a couple other storylines at least heading in the weekend. One of them was Colton Herta. And his whole thing with getting a driver's license to compete in Formula One.
His super license.
That was a big storyline heading into the season. Into this race. And another one was, at least for me, it was Alexander Rossi competing his last race at Andretti Autosport. I think that was a partnership, which when he signed the original contract to stay with them in 2019, I think after that, he just was too much pressure to it. and it just kind of all fell apart. Him and Michael Andretti's relationship did, but it was good to see them, you know. Obviously, you know, they don't hate each other or anything like that, but it's time for both of them to move on from each other, yeah. And I'm excited to see what Rossi does in the Arrow McLaren car.
Oh, yeah, I'm so pumped.
What Kirkwood has to do in the 27 car.
Oh, yeah. So now we're going to move on to Owen with your Formula One news. Take it away, Owen.
Real quick, before I do get into Formula One news, I do want to give a big shout out to Garrett Burkle for coming on the show kind of last minute and talking about Formula, talking about IndyCar. So thank you, Garrett.
Woo! I appreciate it.
It's my boy.
But yeah, going from the IndyCar, going to Formula One, Max Verstappen wins yet another race.
12 race wins.
12, I believe it's 11.
That's 12. That's 12.
I'm going to look that up. I'm going to fact check you.
Check it out. Check the group chat. I promise. It's his 12th win. His 12th race win.
31. I don't know. Whatever.
It's
12. Okay.
Yeah, it's 12.
Okay.
I promise.
All right. But anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about F1 news. Max Verstappen wins another race at Monza with another Charles Leclerc pole.
Just Ferrari. Another one.
Ferrari. Now Verstappen leads. He has 330. He has 11 points. Or 11 wins.
No, dude.
It shows me right there. 11 wins. 11 wins.
Okay, they better fix that.
Anyway, 11 wins.
I might be wrong.
Leclerc has 3. But Claire has 219 points. Verstappen has 335. Verstappen is running away with this race. He can clinch at Singapore next week, this Sunday. If Verstappen wins and Leclerc gets P9 or lower.
Just put him in 20th place and just let him get to the front at this point for more excitement.
And with this, I mean, he already did do that one time and he won.
Yeah.
He was in 17th.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
And I believe
Ferrari.
Was it at Spa? Yeah, Spa. He started 17th and won. But Leclerc, P2, Perez, P3, Russell, P4, Mr. Consistency. Oh, excuse me. That's the, Drivers' Championship standings. Yeah. Sainz did have I believe he had a podium at Monza.
Yeah,
Ferrari had the double podium at Monza, their home race, but Verstappen came home with the win.
Yeah, it's just like, Ferrari, what are you doing?
Ferrari, yet another Ferrari masterclass.
Strategically, they're asking their drivers. It's weird. Do you want to go on this tire? Do you want to do?
It is your job as a strategist.
It is your job. You are a strategist. What are you doing?
Like, I am a driver, not a strategist.
I'm a driver. I'm the guy that drives the car. Just give me tires, and I'll go win the race. Like, he had the car to win. He was going to win, but they wanted to go with something different. They pitted on the safety car. I thought that was that would have worked. I thought that Verstappen would have came in. But yeah,
but Verstappen did win under safety car, under a caution flag. Basically, under a caution flag is what a safety car is.
Yeah.
But, so Verstappen in first, Leclerc in second. But I do want to talk about that. Big news, Nyck de Vries racing for Alex Albon.
Yes.
Who had appendicitis.
Yes.
Had to go there. Did you see his tweet?
What?
He said, pros and cons to having appendicitis. You have appendicitis, missing the race weekend. And he said, pros, lighter for Singapore, cool scar. But Alex Albon out for Monza. Nyck de Vries coming in.
Oh, man.
He raced for like 3 teams in FP1.
Yeah.
For, I believe, Aston Martin.
Aston Martin.
Williams. And then I believe Mercedes. I could be wrong.
I definitely know it was Aston Martin for sure. What I know for sure.
Oh, it was Aston Martin and Alpine.
He raced for Alpine?
I believe he did race for Alpine and Williams. But anyway, he has more wins, or he has more points than Nicholas Latifi and Nico Hülkenberg. That's the Daniel Ricciardo old.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny, dude.
Ricciardo and Hülkenberg.
Hülkenberg.
Were teammates at Renault, which is very sad that Renault is not a team anymore. Well, they are, but they're not Renault anymore, which I like their livery. It was a cool livery.
I love the livery.
And
French colors.
Yeah, which is, And Ricardo is not going to be in F1. I'm just going to say it now. Ricardo's not going to be in F1 next
year.
Seriously? I don't think he will be.
Haas, come on. Bring him to Haas.
I'm seeing all these teams move around and making moves and everything.
Come on,
I just don't think he's going to be in F1.
Yes, Haas. Come on. He needs to come to Haas. Mm-hmm. The American Formula One fans love him.
I know.
They love him. Mm-hmm. I love him, dude. I love him.
Like, but yeah, it was...
It's just like the character he has. It's just like, come to Haas!
Jeez, Landon.
You made an echo in the studio, dude.
But Nick DeVries, P9.
Oh, man.
The Dutchman.
I think they need to get rid of... they need to get rid of...
Gotifi?
Yeah.
Gotifi's going...
Latifi.
He's a goat.
No, he's not.
Gotifi.
No.
But yeah,
I'm not remembering.
Verstappen basically...
Abu Dhabi.
But going to that, Verstappen basically just needs to win at Singapore, or and McLaren needs a DNF. And yeah.
Does he have to win, or does it...
Yes.
Okay.
And that's been a thing. I mean, with Leclerc DNFing, it'll be huge, and because basically what they'll do is that he needs to win, Leclerc needs a DNF, and Red Bull's pit strategy can just run him into the ground. And we do have a little bit of breaking news that we're reading now. Is it about racing? But anyway, yeah, Red Bull can basically just like run Checo into the ground. We do have some breaking news. Garrett Burkle, what's your news?
What is your breaking news?
Alex Palou is set to return to Chip Ganassi Racing in 2023. So everything I said about him not being an IndyCar next year, throw that out the window. Yes. He's back with Ganassi.
Wow. Wow. All right, so there's your breaking news there. That's big news.
We should have a segment. Like, breaking news.
We
could talk about that.
We need to make Slammer.
All right. Thanks, Garrett.
Thanks, Garrett. But, yeah, we can do all that, and then we'll talk about that more next week with Palou in our IndyCar. But, yeah, so basically, Verstappen can win, needs to win. If Leclerc DNFs, which has happened three times this year with a Verstappen win and a Leclerc DNF, if that could happen again, Red Bull's strategist can basically just throw Checo into the ground, and he'll finish lower, because he'll have to finish lower than P4,
mm-hmm.
and he'll be all right. So, but, yeah, we'll have to take a DNF from Leclerc. But that's really going to do it for our Formula One news. Any closing statements before we end the show?
Folks, I just want to hope, I just want to say, I want to say and hope that everybody that is listening and everybody that in Indianapolis is having a fantastic day and will have a great day. I just hope everyone does. It's Wednesday, man. It's hump day. Woo woo. Like, you know, the camel commercial on Geico.
Mike. Yes, today it is.
Yeah, so
hump day.
So hope everyone has a fantastic day. Remember, All Gas and No Brakes is on every Wednesday from 8:30 to 9:15 with Owen Pulley, Trey Hanna,
DJ Trey.
And we're gonna put Garrett on. Why not put Garrett on?
Garrett, you're on the show now.
Garrett, you're on the show. So you know, that's what we're going to do. That's all we have for you today, folks. I hope everyone has a fantastic day. And remember, this is WBDG 90.9, your station for variety. This is All Gas, No Brakes. Pignelli's out!